We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's not going in that strike three call. Bader called out on strikes. A blazing fastball that hit the outside corner by Chatwood.
Been a really nice story this year, Bruce Levine. The recovery of Tyler Chatwood from a really bad first year of his contract. Very well respected in that clubhouse, as you know, as he has worked very, very hard to find control again and fix whatever was wrong last year. It's been a nice story, and he got his first start back in the rotation this week.
And we bring in Tyler Chatwood to Inside the Clubhouse, as he is nice enough to join us for just a few minutes this morning. Tyler, good morning. Talking about, you know, the way that you've gone about your job so professionally through ups and downs and where you're at right now. How do you feel about where you're at?
I feel good. I feel good about what I've done and what I worked through, but every day is a grind. You still got to go out there and do your checklist and make sure you stay on the process.
I know right now, Jed Hoyer said that the team's ready to, at some point go to a six-man. How do you prepare physically as well as mentally for the fact that, you might be going back into the rotation for a while, or Joe Neege is a long man, it might be that day. They have a good plan working for you?
I just try to be ready every day. And whenever, they ask me to pitch, just be ready for that. So physically, just make sure I stay in my routine and, just get the work in that I need to do to make sure I'm ready to pitch.
Hey, Tyler, is there a confidence now in the physicality of your delivery? In terms of being able to find the strike zone, after the issues that you had last year, it's been so fun to watch you being under control in that way. Do you have a confidence about the physical part of that, or is the mental part of that still something you have to think about as well from start to start?
No, I knew something was wrong last year, and I think the harder I tried, the worse I made it. I was grinding a lot, but I went back and figured out what was wrong. So as long as I stayed throughout my daily process and my checklist of when I start throwing and making sure everything's in line, I feel really good about where my mechanics are and everything at, so I could just focus on trying to get the hitter out.
The way that you have worked at this and shown your teammates a willingness to do whatever in any role out of the pen, regardless of what the money might be or what the thought was when you were signed, have you noticed them appreciating the kind of selflessness, if you will, of a teammate like that?
I think everybody here kind of knew what I went with, what I went through, so I think they saw the work that I was putting in and everything, so it's nice to have them see that it paid off, and it's definitely nice to know that they fully support me.
So, because not everybody does that, Tyler. Some people will get grumpy or, they'll get down in a hole and they won't work their way back, and you've seen guys go in that direction probably.
Yeah, definitely. When I signed here 2 winters ago, my goal was to win a World Series, and I knew this team was on a very good track of doing it. They had a good track record of winning. So that's my main goal, is to come out here and win games and help us win. So whatever I can do to help, that's what I'm ready to do.
How essential was, the John Lester and the Jason Hayward experience and, being able to talk to those teammates? Because they were so vocal about the fact that they had difficult times when they first came in their first year of a free agent contract, and just the adjustment for them and their family to a new city with high expectations was very difficult to deal with in itself, let alone, getting everything down to perfection.
It's different. I think coming into a new clubhouse, new teammates, you're trying to make a big splash on them, and I think you maybe try to do a little too much, but luckily, we have a great group of guys here, and you can just be yourself. So I think I've kind of settled in and got to know everybody a lot better and feel really good about where I'm at, and I could talk to anybody in here about anything, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool that you're, you know, willing to talk to us and other people about everything too, and how much mental skills departments have a bearing on individual athletes in all sports now. And if you could, you know, just talk about how that's such an advantage maybe now, even compared to when you first broke in.
Yeah, you know, I feel like when I first came up, if you got seen talking to a mental skills guy, everybody thought something was really haywire. And something was really going wrong. But now I feel like it's such a tool to use. You know, you can take your game to the next level just about, you know, you could take mental reps, talk about preparation and stuff like that. So I think it's definitely a huge tool to use, and it's getting used a lot more now.
That's awesome. Who've you been working with? Bob Tewksbury's really good. John Baker's really good. Cubs fans know both those guys.
Yeah. You know, I talk to them quite a bit. In passing, you know, but I kind of have I've always had a set routine and mental thing that I've done, so I pretty much stick to that, and then I still run stuff by them too.
Joe talked about the fact that you were still someone he wanted to have out there the other night, but the plan for Alzolay was once you warm up a starter, you kind of have to get him in there. I'm sure you were aware of the plan going in, but you know, he felt kind of bad that he had to take you out at that point because he still had faith in what you were doing.
Yeah, I think my last inning was my best inning. You know, I think I gave up 5 singles and a homer. And, you know, but for the most part, I felt like the last inning was the best life I had on my ball. But, you know, I understand once you get a starter going, you got to get him in the game. So we won the game. That's all that really matters.
So talk about the Alzolay tip of the hat, or the tip of the whole uniform, and how much fun your guys had with that, you guys did, and just the joy of the moment, even though he might have gotten carried away a little bit, just, you know, the absolute joy of a young guy enjoying some success the first time he hits the field.
Yeah, you know, it was cool. He got a chance to get a standing ovation. He deserved it. He threw really well for his first time out there, and I think he savored the moment, so I'm sure it's something he'll never forget. But, I mean, it's probably really cool for him. It's probably the first time he had one of those, so he took advantage of it. It was pretty cool.
What do you think of his curveball? If we put your curveball and his next to each other, they're both pretty good, aren't they, Tyler?
Yeah, two good curveballs. I'm sure that we'll see a lot more of it, but, yeah, he's got good stuff, and he pounds his own, which is really nice to see.
In closing with you, and Matt and I really appreciate your time today, where do you think the team's at? You guys have had to gut out a lot of wins here. You're in first place, but that division is you know, tight and probably expected to be tight all year long.
Yeah, it's a tough division. There's a lot of good teams. Everybody's very competitive, so it's a tough division. But, you know, I like where we're at. We went through probably the hardest part of our schedule this last month and a half. You know, a lot of straight games, a lot of travel, but, you know, we're still in first place, and I think that's where we intend on being at the end of the year.
We appreciate your time, whether it's six-man or out of the pen. You've been a huge asset and a stand-up guy. We appreciate you coming on today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, right. Tyler.
Tyler Chatwood of the Cubs, likely going into a six-man rotation along with Alzolay. We might see that occur starting within the next 5 or 6 days.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.